What's up, guys? Welcome to Winnipeg's Finest, the podcast where we get personal with notable Winnipeggers. If you haven't been with us before, here's what you've missed.
Which is like even more trippy to think, because the particles act differently when they're observed, which means they know they're being watched.
Like, what?
I can't imagine what it would be like if I accidentally killed a guest because I ate a peanut butter granola bar.
Just asking too late.
Way too late. I was like, after I was completely done, did not wash my hands.
Hey, Mr. Professor, look at me, make money. What? Call campus security.
Get this drunk homeless person
out of here.
What's up, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Winnipeg's Finest. Today's guest is none other than rapper, Adam Sandler enthusiast, Andre Jeanson. Great guy. We talk about a lot of things. He's releasing an album at the end of the month. He just released a single, so check that out. It's featuring Red's Vibes. It's amazing. Please check out his album as well. It's at the end of the month. Yeah, that's basically it. Hey there, guys. My good friend Eric at My Ride Auto wants to save you the hassle of going to the dealership. If you're looking for to buy, sell, or trade a vehicle, tell Eric what you're looking for and he'll bring it right to your front door. For the absolute highest level of customer service match with stress-free approval and purchase, call or message Eric. Get approved today. His contact info is in the description below, so please check that out. We are also brought to you by Unity Underwear. It takes 30 times less water to grow. It's the most renewable resource on the planet. Natural fabric, no pesticides to grow or fertilizers. It's made of 95% bamboo, 5% spandex to give it some stretch. Super soft and durable, odorless, moisture wicking, hypoallergenic, thermal regulating. I'm wearing mine right now. They feel fantastic. You have to get yourself a pair. If you use the code WPGSFINEST, you get 20% off every purchase. We're also brought to you by Jellyfish Float Spa, the best place in the city to receive float therapy. If you check out their Instagram page, you can check out the kind of benefits with that. It's 894 St. Mary's. Head on down, and if you use our code WPGSFINEST, you get 15% off every float purchase. Here's Andre Jeanson now. I know you guys have been waiting for this for a while. We're back.
What's up, bitches?
Ooh, good. I can't wait to cut that out.
No, you're not cutting that.
Kanan, you don't edit these fucking episodes.
No, I do, bitch!
You dickhole.
There'd be tons of bombs going up.
I would 100% be like...
And lasers going up.
Kanan already hits, like, the maximum...
Mic's on?
Yeah. The mic's on, yeah. It's muted when it's flashing like that. Now nobody can hear you speaking to the mic.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, nobody can hear that. Now people can hear you.
Okay, well, thank God that no one heard that.
Yeah.
We'll bleep that and post that. Don't worry.
Nobody's ever heard us swear on here before. Gol, if only they
I know.
Golly gosh.
Yeah. No. Kanan already hits maximum decibels when he's like 8 feet away from the mic, so I can't wait to hear what that first...
I think we need to preface this. I was...
roasted.
I was absolutely... fucking butchered.
Kanan, why are you holding the mic?
Because I am enraged. I'm enraged. I was called out on in the DMs by someone I'm not going to name, but you know who the hell you are.
Who did you get called out by? Like,
she's an avid listener.
Oh, she's an avid listener.
She's an avid listener, and she called me out for my
scream laugh.
My scream laugh. Yes, I was trying to think of a cool word to use.
So avid listener. By the way, I'm just going to say something. My man's is happy over there. Okay, so if you're going to downplay his happiness. Don't listen to Andre Jeanson.
Oh!
Actually, I'm going to take the other
unfollow
stance.
Unfollow me!
I'm going to take the other stance. If you, avid listener, if you want to double down on that, I will create 3 burner accounts.
Just joking, don't not.
I have access to all of these accounts. You know this, right? Like, I will have access to these.
Please listen to my music. I'm just joking. I need listeners.
Kanan and I last week, some of the guests that we were supposed to record with canceled. Unfortunately, somebody very close to them died. Not a big deal. We don't hold it against them. But we were like, yo, we should record a segment just us. And we thought it was such a good idea. And we sat down to talk and we're like, what are we talking about?
we were trying to keep it like podcast worthy, like content. Because if me and him started going off, it would have just been
way too personal. Just going way too fucking crazy. So we went from like topic to topic in 30 seconds, and like 10 minutes in, we're like, yeah, what do we think we're at? Kanan's like, it's 30 minutes. I was like, it's been 10. And he was like,
10 minutes? And you guys are like, fuck.
He asked me a few minutes later. He's like, he's like, what do you think we're at? I'm like, 17. He's like, yep, like, on the nose.
I'm that way, too, though. I'm so ADHD that, like, if you tell me to talk about one thing for an hour, it's not going to happen.
What do you think you could talk about the longest, though, for an hour?
Music, but not specifically, like, music in general. But, like, specifically one thing about music? Fuck no.
Dude, I remember when...
No chance.
We had Flamenco Sketch on a while ago. It was like almost a year ago now.
Yeah.
And I was trying to research music stuff because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So I saw like a tweet that said, it was talking about Vince Staples' new album at the time. And he was like, dude, I don't want Vince Staples to think like, to go away from his brand. Like I listened to his album to hear him talk about killing people. That's like, yeah. That's it. And I said that, I was like, yeah, I heard that. And then George just went off, and I was like, good, podcast over. I don't gotta do shit.
Yeah. Man, I think, what gets me going about rap? I don't know what gets, a lot of things do. Honestly, I'm very, like, critical of music. Fuck, what, I listened to a new Wayne album this week. Or is it the wrong way?
Wrong way, yeah. Don't tilt it that much.
Just oh my god.
It's okay.
I thought you used these things, too.
You know, I put on a front for everybody. I'm not gonna lie, guys.
I have a ghostwriter.
And I'm just like the president of this thing. You know what I mean? I got a team behind me that does everything. And
I just get up there and sing.
That's nervous. I took so many drugs before I got here.
you went to a studio and told somebody to fuck themselves. And you're like, I'm the king of this shit.
Yeah, I run this shit. Get back in the booth and write. What's the album gonna be called? Don't Look Down? Okay, I'm gonna run with that. Let's go, motherfucker.
You know what, actually, now
I'm my 10-year-old brother, right?
Now that you mentioned Wayne's album, I'm gonna say this. This is hot, spicy controversy of me to say. Oh, if God. I get canceled for this, so be it.
Don't say it.
I think if the NBA changes its logo to Kobe, I think that's going too far.
Facts. Facts! Facts! Yo, facts!
Way too far.
Facts, bro!
That's going really far.
My lawyer told me not to speak about this controversy involved, and you can speak to them about this.
Yeah. If you want to put a Kobe...
R.I.P. Kobe.
If you want to put a Kobe... Yeah, R.I.P. Kobe. It's tragic, but like, if you want to put a Kobe logo on a jersey, if you want to honor him that way, I think even putting 24 on the jersey is a little far, but that I could live with. If you want to change the logo, like...
I think we need to just let the family mourn.
Yeah,
they're just moving way too fast. They're trying to be like, no, like we need to honor him. Like,
there's different ways to honor somebody.
Yeah,
build him a statue. Put the crest on the Lakers.
It's just too soon. I think it's just too soon. It's been a week, right? So we just need to take things slowly.
It's been a week.
That's it.
Damn.
Let the family.
Yeah, on Sunday. Awesome. Yeah.
There's so much shit on the social media. It feels like it's been forever.
Yeah.
You can go on. There's a part of your Twitter. You can actually like cancel out words and mute words.
Yes. Yeah.
So I muted Kobe Bryant.
And there were like four new tweets.
Yeah. No, because I was trying to mute that and the coronavirus because I was just getting fucking fed up by seeing everything. Because I'm like, I'm going to have a panic attack every time I go on Twitter. Like, I'm just going to like...
I still don't know what it is. And I don't want to know, honestly.
No, honestly. What's it going to do? Change? I'll just wash my hands.
Yeah.
I'll just wash my hands a little more.
Use some hand sanitizer.
I forgot it today. I'm panicking.
Did you not wash your hands upstairs?
No, no chance.
We're not going to talk about this topic. That's hands off. That's, no.
You spit on them? You're just like, this is good?
Yeah, rub it together.
This is water?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's liquid, right?
When I was...
good quality H2O.
You see that movie? He's our...
Dude, Uncut Gems?
Come on, baby.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
I heard Adam Sandler's
fantastic. So...
Everyone
snubbed. Absolutely snubbed.
You know I don't like Adam Sandler.
I've been going on podcasts, this podcast, and Denzel's for months just championing Sandler. Like, just like crazy, waiting for this moment. I've been like, I knew, cause when he made The Ridiculous Six, I knew that he had this in him, you know? every shitty movie, I was like, Sandler's a great actor. They're like, go fuck yourself. Uncut Gems comes out, I'm celebrating the whole night, I'm drinking, I'm like, this is his moment. And it was a great movie.
Apparently, I haven't seen it, but apparently he was fantastic.
If you have anxiety, just sit back, hold your blanket.
Dude. Oh, that movie is so chaotic, dude. So freaking chaotic. I was like sitting there in my bed. I was like,
no.
Oh, man, that everywhere.
And
terrible.
He talks like this the whole time.
It's fucking the best Sandler voice ever. He sounds like a fucking like.
It's like sleazy Sandler. Yeah. It's great.
The one scene where he like says, this is an insane bet. He's like, I only got that. He walks out of the room and I was like, fuck yeah, motherfucker. You just did such a good job this time around.
He was like,
I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, I'm gonna. His face. He has no idea what I'm talking
about.
Yeah. It's he's just a thief, man. He's a jeweler in like the Diamond District and he sells to a lot of famous athletes, but he gets in lots of debt and he has problems with the mob and shit like that. And he's just trying to There's so much shit going on, basically. But he's a thief. He's basically just a thief, and he does everything wrong.
Interesting.
Everything wrong.
It's not a comedy?
Fuck no. No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's complete drama.
I like that, though. I like it when actors just, like, switch it up on a dime. Like... I think we've talked about this. I think we've talked about this every time you've been on, but I'm going to bring it up again because that's what I'm best at doing. You've seen Stranger Than Fiction, right?
One of the best. Yeah, we talked about it.
Will Ferrell, great fucking movie.
We talked about it on the episode that we never aired, so.
Yeah, I'm not going to say whose fault that is, but I'm sure he sits to my left on an audio podcast that people can't see, but I'm sure they know who that is.
Honestly, I have a conspiracy. I think Denzel hacked the computers.
Yeah, yeah. I think so too. That, I think that's what it was.
I have a picture of Denzel to my left, so yeah.
Where?
I'm kidding.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
You look to my right.
Oh my God.
I told you I wasn't ready for this. I told you I don't do this.
Oh my God.
Ever since Denzel cut his hair, he's been deciding to act up, just hack our systems and shit.
Yeah, man, he's out of control. He keeps Joe Rogan podcasts on loop all day. Just does MMA in the basement and just hacks your computer.
Yo, did you listen to that Joe Rogan episode with Daryl Davis?
No, I don't watch him often because it's just such a long podcast.
You know? He's a guy. He's a black guy who goes to KKK rallies.
Oh my God!
Oh, the Adam Driver movies.
He converts leaders to
leave.
Wow,
it's fucked.
That's what actually
movie is this? It was a 2.5 hour episode. It went by for me in like five. It felt like 5 minutes.
That sounds really
what movie.
Huh?
What movie? Sorry,
it
sounds
movie.
Like a movie.
It's
yeah.
real life.
Oh,
this black guy goes to KKK rallies.
Okay,
and he converts people away from it.
What a crazy, like, that's insane.
Dude, I listened to that, I was like, I'm a shitty human being. Like, what have I done? What have I done with my life?
Yeah, that's amazing that he has the bravery to go
it's
somewhere
fucked.
So hateful.
It's fucked.
That is crazy, actually. Just to to be him and, like, wrap his head around, I was like, no, this is a great idea. This is a wonderful idea.
Well, that takes, like, a fuck. Yeah, that's crazy.
More courage than I have.
He's talking about the story where he's, like, just... He was in a car with this guy, with this white guy. The guy was in the Klan.
Yeah.
And the guy was, like, telling him about how all black people are, like, all black people are thugs, and they're just murders waiting to happen. And he's like, well, and Daryl goes, well, man, like, I'm black, and I've never been on welfare, and I've never been to prison. I don't plan on it. And then the white guy's like, well, it just, that gene just hasn't developed for you yet. So he, like, he keeps driving, and he's thinking, and he's like, well, did you know, majority of serial killers are white people? And the guy goes, oh, no. And he goes, yeah, can you name me 3 black serial killers?
Yeah.
And the guy goes, no, I can't. And he's like, I'll actually name you one. And he, like, names one. He's like, please tell me 2 more. Yeah. And he goes, oh, no. And he's like, oh, so did you know there's a gene in white people that causes them to be serial killers? And the guy's like, no. And he's like, I've never killed anybody. He's like, yeah, your gene just hasn't developed. And then the guy goes, that's stupid.
Yeah, and then he's like, you just, like...
Jeez. It's completely outlawed. Like, it's so easy to outlogic those people because they have none. They have nothing to process
it's
that.
Brutal. Racism is the dumbest shit on the planet.
So Daryl kind of explains to him, he's like, yeah, that's how I feel when you say that to me. And then he's like, yeah, I just looked over at him and I could see, like, the gears turning in his head. And he was like, fuck.
He's right.
He's just out-racist me. Like,
how dumb do you have to be? He's like, oh, wait a second. We are all equal. It's like, well, what the fuck is wrong with you? Fucking
well, I think it's just like, I've noticed this actually. Have you ever noticed when you have a conversation with some people, you say, before they even know your stance, they kind of go off, but they don't know that you disagree. And then when you kind of express, like, actually this, they just completely take your side.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people out there like that, more than you'd think.
Yeah.
And when you're taught not to think for yourself and you grow up in that environment, it seems like second nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just think you know everything, and then when you realize you don't, you're like,
dude, I like when people tell me I'm wrong about stuff. I mean, there's no shame in being wrong.
No, not at all.
About anything, you know? But, like, that, I don't know, that's one of the exceptions. I fucking, if you're racist, fuck off, you know? I honestly, if you're racist, just fuck off. I don't give a shit.
They should be included in our master scheme. We're getting somewhere, man. We're just crossing them off the list.
We're at 2020 at this point. And if I hear racist shit, I just, like, it's so fucking angered and so pissed off. People who are homophobic, people, all this, it's like, fuck off, shut up.
He made a good point, though, where it was
like, I just get so angry at it. I should be like that, and I should lobby, like, hey, man, like, school some of the pictures, but I just get so, like...
Yeah, sometimes it's difficult. I mean, like, there was, do you watch BoJack Horseman?
No.
Well, it's,
Will Arnett's the horse, right?
Yeah, the last season just released, couple days ago, and I watched it, and there was this episode where BoJack gets canceled, and everybody hates his guts, completely hates his guts. Even his AA meeting, they won't talk to him, and that's supposed to be like
the place that
cardinal sin, right? Like you can't do that at
AA.
It's like
a deep cartoon.
It is. It's incredibly deep. Great,
really?
Great fucking cartoon. Shit, last episode.
Really?
Amazing cartoon.
How many episodes does it have?
It's got 6 seasons. The first 5 seasons have 12 episodes.
Okay.
And the last one has 16 episodes.
Okay.
And the penultimate episode of each season, so like the second last episode, is usually extremely intense and fucks your head up. Very, very good show.
Okay.
But the point they were trying to make in that episode about BoJack getting canceled was like, after a while, nobody would talk to him. The only other person who would talk to him was somebody who was canceled more than him.
Oh, okay.
So when the only person who's going to listen to you is somebody who's shittier than you, who understands being outlawed, who's your company? Like, your company is a shitty person. So you're not actually going to get better. You're just going to be, like, basking in shitty behavior because that's the only person that's going to accept you.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, okay, okay.
Right, so.
Interesting. I gotta watch that. I'm gonna watch that tonight.
I mean, obviously, like, if somebody's, like, a serial murderer and he's like, who wants to teach me to be better? It's like, okay, no, you need to go to jail.
Yeah, no kidding.
But it makes a good point of saying, how far do people have to go until they're completely irredeemable and we don't want them in society?
Yeah.
I think we've covered this already.
We have. I think we covered this, too.
Before. Yeah.
With you, specifically?
Yeah, we have similar mindsets, I think, all of us. And
I think, yeah.
Do I just see you and then go subconsciously into that portion of my mind?
Maybe. I think because we talk about, like, a lot of just real shit that's going on.
I don't think we've ever actually talked more than, like, 20 minutes on your rap while you're here.
Okay, let's go. Let's rattle it off. My music. You have any questions?
what was your favorite part about writing the album Things I Never Said?
Well,
that was my favorite album.
Great album. Yeah, right. That's me Osway's album.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Yeah.
You didn't.
I didn't put that together. I thought it was something else, actually, at first. I was like, oh, wait a second.
Did you know it wasn't your album, though?
I'm all over the place. I
believe you for a split second.
I'm a workhorse. I write albums.
I thought for a second you were going to get it and play with it and be like, oh, that's obviously not my album, but yeah.
No, man, I'm not there today. I just
went over your head. I was like, fuck, no, I should probably claim. And then you got it. I was like, okay.
Great album, Yosway. Great album.
Yeah, people know it's not his album. But no, your album, dropping soon.
Yeah, February, late February. It's called Don't Look Down.
I like that you pronounce February, not February.
Yeah.
No. Say it again.
February.
How do you say it?
February.
You both say it with the R?
Yeah.
Yeah.
February.
Yeah, you need to stop that shit.
Yeah. Canceled.
Like, done. Now.
Dude, I've been canceled like 7 times from starting this shit.
Really?
Probably.
You've been canceled?
No. Julian gets canceled.
Dude.
More than anyone else.
Julian, I think he's got canceled like 3 times since I've known.
Yeah, man. He was on Twitter. Like, I was like, oh my god, what's happening?
Yeah. He's getting bodied on Twitter.
Yeah, man.
Constantly.
I've only met him once. I think I met him like briefly, I think, once.
That's, I mean, he's my friend.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say anything about his cancellation.
You're a comedian. I don't know, man. If he didn't say anything too outlandish, I don't think, right?
He never has. It's just Twitter warriors
people
going
just
at him.
People think they're fucking tough.
Yeah.
Tough guys.
People who shouldn't have a voice. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Everyone deserves a voice. That was bad.
Yes,
rewind.
Yeah.
We're going to edit that point. Edit points.
Everybody deserves a voice. I'm not going to comment on what Julian was canceled for whenever he was canceled. That's not my place to comment. But.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, the internet isn't real. Okay, like...
We live in a simulation.
Everything is not real. Nothing is real. No, but I honestly, the internet is real. A lot of people who complain about shit on the internet, in real life, if something, like, occurs around them that they disagree with, they won't say shit, but they'll go fucking tweet about it.
If you can actually, like, say it in real life and be like, this is bullshit,
that's
why.
Yeah,
go
come on.
Please
yeah.
go off.
I would, like, keep the same energy in real life. Don't just go on there for likes and retweets and say some shit you don't fucking believe in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like makeup, man.
Yeah.
It's just
legit.
To cover up your ugliness, that's all it is. You take a stance and you say what you want and that's...
I respect everyone's opinions on, like, shit, like, that is
not
important. But if you're just trying to pick something out for no reason and just flip it on someone, like, fuck, man.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that about this generation with that type of stuff. And people go, like, come on. If you don't really believe in it, don't tweet it for likes or retweets. Even, like, other, even shit that's really, like, that really hits someone in their strings. You know what I mean? Why? If you don't firmly believe it, do not tweet that, man.
Yeah.
Because that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Well, be true to who you are, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, at the same, I can understand it's so much easier to, I'm not saying it's right, but it's just so much easier to type it.
Yeah.
Than to say it, right? Like, if I had a beef with you, it'd be so much easier just to, like, text you, hey, man, I didn't like it when you do that, than to, like, look at you in the face and be like, yo, when you did this and this, I didn't appreciate that.
Man, there's so many things, like, I was talking to someone recently, and I don't know, all the things, I don't want everything aired out online. Simple as that. I do things for people, for them, not online. I fucking keep my opinions to myself unless it's like, unless someone's fucking doing something terrible in front of me, I'll stand up. But I don't need to tweet out everything I think or feel. I don't know, I'm just different in that way.
I do that. I tweet my Twitter.
And you should, and you're allowed to. But like, I don't know how to explain it, man. I'm just done with Twitter. I'm just done with Instagram. I'm done with all that shit because it's exhausting. You go on there, you see a different opinion every second. You're just exhausted. You're like,
I try and take like 3-day breaks from like Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Instagram's difficult because I mean we got like promo and I got
Instagram's okay.
Instagram's fine. I can handle Instagram. I can handle the mentality behind Instagram. But Twitter's it's such a toxic place.
Yeah.
There's literally it's either jokes, toxicity, or politics. And it's just, I need a break from that. Like, I need, like, at least 2 to 3 days, like, once in a while. Like, 100%. I just can't do it, man.
Only problem I have is just people looking for attention and trying to throw people on the bus and people just faking everything about themselves. Like, you don't need to do that. And I understand there's different, people have different backgrounds and history. And there's reasons why people do everything. And I understand that. Like, everyone makes mistakes and all that shit. I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with this. I'm just getting on a fucking loophole here.
I feel what you're saying, right? Like, it's like, when you're online, if you accidentally fuck up or if you do something that's not true to who you are, as long as you own it and you're like, you know what? I did something that doesn't reflect who I truly am. I fucked up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And you change the behavior. Who cares, right? Like,
a lot of people deserve to be canceled. They're pieces of shit. They do shitty things. You know what I mean? But people, if you just throw something out of like a little tidbit and just twist it on somebody, when they've really done no harm to anybody. I've seen it many times. And they're like, whoa, wait a second. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I think sometimes what happens, though, is a lot of people...
We're just having a different opinion in general.
Like, don't understand they hurt somebody.
Yeah, they don't.
I always... If I piss somebody off or if I hurt somebody's feelings, whether I agree with them or not, I'll always apologize for hurting their feelings. And I'll come to the point of, you know, I'll think about whether I agree with their viewpoint or not later. But in the moment, it's like, hey, you know, I'm sorry for hurting your feelings.
Yeah.
Why do you feel that way? Yeah. Why do you feel like what I said was hurtful? And where are you coming from? Oh, okay, you're coming from a genuine place, and I see valid points in that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What I did was
wrong. Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah,
I shouldn't have done that.
I don't think Twitter has any learning points from it, man.
Well,
if I have a real conversation with you guys in the fucking place and we have the same conversation that we would have on Twitter, no beef's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna happen. We're gonna learn from it. We're gonna walk away most of the time.
Well, I don't think it would happen on Twitter because I would get sick of typing 5 words in.
Right? Exactly. Like, that's true. That's why there's less context.
And it's so short. Like, how can people have meaningful conversations about meaningful topics in 180 characters?
You can't.
Is that the character?
280 now.
280 characters.
I think people just put too much weight in an app on your phone. That's all. I'm done with it.
Agreed.
I'm only on Twitter if the Raptors are on.
Dude,
that's it.
They're doing great.
That's it.
Hey, look at my OKC Thunder.
Yeah, they're doing well. It's because Westbrook's gone.
Nope, it's great. We have so many draft picks. We have so many young people on our team.
Yeah.
We're going to be good.
You don't have Russell Westbrook anymore?
A few more years, get some player development. I think you'll be a round team.
I watched them and I was like, no fucking way. Like, we're good. We're not even a bad team. We're
definitely
in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, dude.
So
I'm telling you, it's Russell Westbrook, man.
He's terrible.
He's not terrible. He's just...
Worst player of all time.
Does more harm than good. Okay, actually, I can get behind that.
No, I like him. I think he's great, but he's plagued our team for many years. Just like I think Aaron Rodgers... this is a hot take. I think Aaron Rodgers is plaguing my Packers right now.
Why is that?
He's not a leader, man.
Because he's arrogant?
Yeah, he's not a leader.
Yeah.
You see, kid, if you see it, maybe I'm just looking at things on the surface, but if you see Drew Brees, you see even Philip Rivers as an example for you, or fucking any great quarterback, right? They're high-fiving people on the sideline. They're getting people pumped up. They're in a huddle. Fuck, Rodgers on the sideline, just him by himself. Just like, I'm fucking Aaron Rodgers. Figure it out, guys, you know?
Yeah, it's your fault, not mine.
And I'm watching him all the playoffs, I'm just waiting for that spark, like what Drew Brees would do when he'd go on the sideline, you just smack, they're down, you'd smack them on the head, like, let's fuck, I've seen it on Peyton Manning, anybody. Rodgers doesn't do that.
Mahomes, like, right there, perfect example.
Last night, that was great.
That was,
dude,
at all.
No?
Just going with it. Don't care, didn't like the Chiefs.
Yeah, because you're a Chargers fan.
Don't, yeah.
Hey, how do you feel about Philip was gone?
Apparently, it was a...
Yeah, I think it's you.
Business calls.
Business calls. Oh, Interscope? Interscope, that's you? FN Records? I'm going to just text
you. Universal one. Studios?
Man, I wish I could get a deal. I want a deal right now. Give me a deal.
Apparently, the Philip Rivers news was fake.
Really?
That the Chargers haven't formally moved on from him yet. However, if they get Tom Brady, they will.
Do you think he's going to leave?
Tom Brady?
Yeah. I hope he does. I feel like that'd be huge. Big dick moves. I think feel like that'd be a big dick Brady move.
Well, if Brady went to the Chargers, I'd be happy.
I think.
But they'd have to draft a quarterback.
Dude, he's going to the Raiders.
Have to. Ew, why would he go to the Raiders?
Las Vegas.
I could see that.
Is Vegas a good place to live?
Yeah.
Dude, especially if you're 43?
Dude, yes. It's Tom fucking Brady.
It's Tom Brady.
It's Tom fucking Brady, bro.
Compare it. Vegas or LA? Where would you rather live?
Oh, yeah.
Vegas.
Because LA, you can actually grow a business. Dude. Vegas is just like a place for gamblers.
Dude, think...
It's the strip.
How far is Vegas from LA?
I don't fucking
know. Not very far.
Like 30-minute plane ride, hour plane ride.
So it's not bad.
2-hour drive, you know what I mean? If you really want it.
I think Brady's smart, so he's going to see a new franchise.
He's going to go to whoever pays him what he wants.
Yeah.
And
the Chargers have more cap space, though.
I shouldn't even take a stand. I do not give a fuck about the NFL. Like, I could give less of a shit.
The Raiders are getting rid of Derek Carr. So
are they?
Like, yeah. That's what the reports Adam Schefter said. So everything he says happens.
It's like the is he like the Waj of football?
I think so. I don't know. I always see Adam Schefter reports this might happen, and it doesn't happen half the time.
But wait, one second. I'm looking up how far LA is from Las Vegas.
Now. Brady goes to the Raiders.
I could just do this quicker on your laptop.
You know? Look at this new slick stadium the Raiders have, right? They have this cool stadium. They have fucking...
Did they build a cool stadium?
Dude, it's the fucking sickest... I'll Google that for you right now.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to show you that, and we'll multitask here. But yeah. Man, I would like to see Brady go, and I would like to see them draft a quarterback. I would also like to see your team move on from Philip Rivers, because I think they deserve a better quarterback.
Yeah, he hasn't been good this year.
I think you guys should draft somebody, like Brom, or what's his name, Brom?
No, it's Burrows. Well, he's going to the Bengals.
Well, he's going there, but there's a quarterback later where you're at.
Justin Herbert, yeah. There's Tua Tagovailoa or whatever his last name, how you ever pronounce that, I don't know. I haven't kept that much track. He's going to the Dolphins, apparently.
Yeah.
And then for the Chargers, it's between Justin Herbert and Love. From Utah State, I don't remember what.
Either one, man, just take a new quarterback. I think you guys are a good team without Rivers, because Rivers threw a lot of picks this year and stupid.
Well, the Chargers have a lot of problems, man. Melvin Gordon didn't report for the first 7 games, and now he's not going to get anywhere near the contract he was going to get earlier. The offensive line sucks. They had a new offensive coordinator introduced,
and they were still 5-11, and they still were decent. Like they weren't as bad as.
They weren't as bad as their record suggested, but they weren't very good.
Look at this stadium they built.
The Raiders Stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. I saw
Is it
that.
Built already, or are they building it?
Building.
It's built. It's built. It's
oh, it's built?
I thought it was built already.
Raiders. I thought it was supposed to come out like... Oh, also, it's an hour. Suck my dick.
Okay. Totally cool. Cool. Las Vegas is still shittier than L.A. to live.
Dude, they're a brand new team. They're gonna.
The Raiders aren't new. The Raiders are a mess.
Well, no,
like,
Vegas,
new team in Vegas.
Yeah.
But the Raiders are a mess. Like their ownership is.
They should bring back
the Chargers' ownership.
For 10 years, man, the Raiders have been just losing opportunities.
Chargers' ownership's also horrible.
Yeah.
What was I supposed to look up again?
The Raiders Stadium, if it's rebuilt or not.
Yeah, they're playing next year in Vegas for sure.
Yeah. So. The Chargers need a superstar, though. I think, like, when they're competing in that LA market. Think about it. They got to compete with the Lakers.
Yeah,
it's now they
under construction.
With Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and the Clippers.
Brady will go there.
They got to compete with the Rams. They got to compete with the Dodgers. They got to compete with the Angels. They got to compete with the Kings.
And nice weather. And
nice
I think you'll go to the Chargers.
I think you should go to the Chargers.
And you draft a young quarterback. You get Brady for a nice 1 year, maybe two squeak out, and you guys develop a nice quarterback.
You can learn under Tom Brady, and then
that's a great idea.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. I like that for you guys.
I like that as well.
I want us to draft a quarterback, the Packers. So we kick Rodgers' fucking beautiful, beautiful ass out of Green Bay. Because I've had enough of him, honestly. I thought about it. I'm like, dude, we're 13-3, and he just sat on the sideline like an asshole all year.
I think it's his brand, though. Like, I'm Aaron Rodgers. Go fuck yourself. Ha, 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 ha.
He's always been like that, though. Yeah. Like, even from like when he was drafted,
I miss
right?
Brett Favre, man.
Oh, do you hear some of those stories about Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers fighting each other?
Oh, man. Okay,
really?
You want to listen to good stories on that?
Beef?
Listen to Sports Wars, the Favre versus fucking, whatever the fuck is it.
Rodgers.
Yeah, dude, like, it's fucking mint.
Where
like,
is it?
On wherever.
Really?
Like, I listened to it on Apple. Dude, it's such a great fucking podcast.
Because I can see them butting heads, because Favre is very, like, I thought he seemed like a happy-go-lucky fucking quarterback.
He was a great fucking quarterback. He was like...
Great teammate.
Yeah, great teammate. He like all he wanted to do was win, and he just grinded it out.
He would throw 5 interceptions one game, and I wouldn't be upset, because he's just Brett Favre. I'm like, yeah, no, he's just slinging the ball. Boy. Yeah, he just slings the ball. He's like, okay, fuck it.
Doesn't think either. He just is like, no, this is a good idea. I'm going to do it.
Tries squeezing it in. Yeah.
I always thought Brett Favre was one of the most overrated quarterbacks ever.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
I can see. Well, he's throwing the most interceptions ever, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, you get. It's an argument. It's a good argument.
It's like for as good as he was. Think about when he was in Minnesota.
That 1 year.
Rolling out against the Saints.
That was bad.
Think about if he
forces a throw across his body, and he gets picked off.
He was 25 again. He has those dudes.
If he was like a well disciplined like, no, I'm gonna make the right choice every time.
Yeah.
Would have been an outstanding quarterback, right? Like
that's like Rodgers like is better than Brett Favre technically because he doesn't miss a lot of throws. This year he did, but how many interceptions he has a year? So it's 2, like 3. Yeah. Like that's incredible.
You know what's insane though? The New Orleans Saints. Like fuck the New Orleans Saints.
They're so good.
Did you hear that story that came out about them?
No.
Hiding the Catholic Church scandal?
What? I don't know what happened.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
There was a story come out that the New Orleans Saints were running PR for the Catholic Church when the scandal about the priests molesting little boys.
Oh, no. That's fucked up.
So the Saints had the bounty thing.
That, and Drew Brees on top, they took a picture of Trump, and they all got lost on Drew Brees that day, too.
Oh, really? When was this?
He was, like, hanging out with Trump at the NCAA game.
A couple days ago?
Oh, but when was that? The Big Bowl? What was the big fucking game with Joe Burrows? I don't know. You saw Brees go up to him and like shake his hand, take pictures, and everyone's like, "Fuck Drew Brees."
Yeah. Dude, it's politics. It's like it's
damn.
It's crazy. Celebrity politics. It's like you got to say hi to everyone, right?
And yeah, then, New Orleans.
And the Catholic Church scandal now, and the Saints won't show anybody the emails that they did that they sent.
That's so fucked up.
They won't send. It's like, man, fuck.
So the Saints, I want to go see. Go 0-16 next year. Yeah,
the Saints, the Redskins, the Chiefs.
Yeah,
Chiefs are not gonna fucking.
Chiefs go 1-15.
Chiefs are not gonna. Dude, Chiefs are not gonna tank though. Like I don't think they're gonna.
I'm
tank.
Just saying. Mahomes is the best quarterback. He's gonna be the best quarterback the next 10-15 years.
He's the best generational quarterback.
I'm just saying, for purpose of names, the Redskins and Chiefs.
Yeah.
Can fuck themselves.
Yeah, I guess they're pretty. That's pretty.
Dude, I could see the Patriots tanking before Mahomes and the Chiefs do. Man, like.
Yeah.
I could see that even with Brady, I could see them tanking the next year or two.
They wouldn't tank.
I could definitely see them tanking.
The Chargers?
No, the fucking
the Pats?
Pats.
The Pats, I don't think there's a chance that Brady goes back. Robert Kraft wanted him out. Oh, no, really? No, sorry, Belichick wanted him out 3 years ago when Garoppolo was there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Belichick wanted, it was a known thing, like, he wanted Garoppolo to stay, and he wanted kind of Brady out because Garoppolo obviously is a great quarterback. He thought he'd do well.
Mm-hmm.
Brady didn't like that. He obviously still had a contract left.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Kraft is willing to pay $30 million for Brady to stay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Brady's about that desperate life. I think Brady's going to go somewhere else. I think he'll go to fucking San Diego. Like, not San Diego. I miss the name San Diego Chargers. I don't like the LA Chargers. Anyways.
I was open to the move, and now that they moved, I'm like, go back.
Yeah.
Go back. This is a bad idea, guys.
Yeah, no,
I fucked up.
It's a weird name for me. But.
Yeah, the LA Chargers, but.
Oh, man. Oh, what should I plug right now? Oh, yeah. When is this coming out? When is this?
Next Monday.
This next Monday? Oh, yeah. My single Ride is out right now. It should be out right now.
So not right now, right now, but like you listening right now.
When you listen to this, my new single Ride will be out with.
With fire.
Yeah, thanks.
It's actually pretty fire, I will say.
It's amazing. Yeah, you played. Did you play it for us before?
Yeah, it was the one. I played two. I played that one in the intro to my album. But
yes.
Yeah, it's my buddy. It's my buddy Red Vibes on the hook as well, and it's exciting, man.
Vibes.
Yeah. Vibes.
Vibes.
Big time vibes.
Huge vibes.
Man, it's I think I'm so fucking stressed out about this album coming out.
Why is that?
I, for years, have been notoriously teasing an album for like 4 years now. And
now it's time.
Yeah, now it's time. And I finally found something that I think has a purpose and I care about. Like, it's about Temptations, and I've struggled with Temptations in my life. And
How so?
I think, well, yeah, let's see. You grew up in an environment, and I have an addictive personality, so, you know, drinking and...
Hey there, guys. My good friend Eric Perrant at My Ride Auto wants to save you the hassle of going to the dealership. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade a vehicle, you tell Eric what you're looking for and he'll bring it right to your front door. For the absolute highest level of customer service matched with stress-free approval and purchase, call or message Eric Perrant. Get approved today. His number is 204-297-2828. Perrant24, or you can reach him at Perrant111 on Instagram or look him up on Facebook. Eric's a terrific guy, and My Ride Auto specifically works with people who don't have very good credit and want to get approved for a car fast. Contact Eric today.
Smoking and all that stuff like that. And I'm not crazy to the point where it's like ruined my life, but I've always tried to make myself better and better all the time. I always try to improve myself, and I just struggle with that sometimes. But in general, like the lifestyle you lead with us being an artist. So it's just in general, you can fall into so many temptations just being an artist, being someone who's creative, being a creative. Because your mind, I find, I'm just speaking for myself, goes everywhere. You can, if you're a comedian, if you're an artist or anything, you can, your mind's everywhere. You're always working. You're always trying to perfect yourself. You're always trying to make the perfect art. There's no such thing as perfect art. So the whole project is basically just me kind of playing with temptations, like falling into it, kind of falling back into consciousness, reflecting, talking about my life and the shit I've been through. And it's a deeper album. There's some bangers on it, obviously, like I always have, but it means something to me this time. So I think this time I've been just stressing out about it, like tweaking things like crazy. So
do you think you worry about how it's going to be received?
Honestly, this time around, I don't really give a shit. It's one of those things where I'm just so happy with it.
What are you stressed about then? Is it just the act of finally getting it out there because you've been thinking about it for so long?
Yeah, it's one of those things I do care, but I don't care. I don't know how to explain it, man.
Well, you want it to do well, right?
I want it to do well. I want people to hear it.
You want people to resonate with it, right?
I want people to resonate with it. I want people to hear it. Part of me says I don't give a shit about what people, if people have negative opinions about it. Because I think it is great, and I believe in it. This is one of the first pieces of work I believe in. Like, I put out music before where I was like, oh, fuck, I listened to Tupac, I'm like, that's not good enough. And this is the first time I just sat down and thought about it, and then me and my buddy Ronnie made it within a couple of weeks, actually. And we just kept hammering out hours and hours every day. And we finally got to the point where we're like, this is an album, let's get it out. And so we've been just taking our time with the album cover and the whole rollout and everything. So, yeah, I guess I'm stressed about it, people, how they receive it, because you want people to fucking listen. You want more people to listen now this time around, right? Like, okay, this is dope. This should have more views than this, right? And if it doesn't happen, then I'll be kind of like pissed off. I'll be honest. Like, I'll be part of this. But I need to do, I probably need to do more on my PR end and my reaching out and talking to people and politicking a little more.
Yeah.
Because I've been just secluded by myself the last little bit. Like, I haven't gone to any shows. I haven't done really anything.
Yeah, but I think that with what's going on right now with you and stuff, you know, you're adjusting to work and shit like that, and
yeah, just life. Things happen. Yeah,
life happens. The last little bit, I don't blame you for not going out. Like today, I had.
If you know, you know what happened to me. You know, but
like I had a very stressful day today. I didn't get my morning routine done. I didn't drink as much water as I should have. I didn't even eat today.
Really?
I just woke up, felt like garbage.
I've been doing that lately. I just don't eat sometimes.
Shit out, and I'm like. You know, I kind of felt like shit, but I was like, at the same time, like, sometimes these days are necessary. Like, sometimes you got to wake up and feel like garbage and stress out a little bit.
It's normal, I think. I think it's just normal to have those days, right?
Yeah, it's not like a good thing to stress, but like, there's, I find some comfort in knowing that it's okay that that happens. You know what I mean?
It just means you feel something. You feel.
Like, it's not something that I'd strive for. It's not something I want to do again, but just because it happened doesn't mean it's bad.
Exactly. No, exactly. And you learn, and you can learn from it.
Yeah.
You mean there's nothing wrong with learning from a day like that or sitting back like, okay.
Yeah, why did this happen?
Yeah.
Where do I go from here?
Exactly.
Who do I talk to?
The last 6 months have been the most stressful months of my life. And that's why this, I guess, again, another thing why I'm stressed about this project, it was a period in my life that I almost want just, I need to let it go. Let's release this. This is that part of my life. Now let's move on to the next part. I'm already working on the next album, but I feel like I can't get my next album going unless I fucking get this out. You know what I mean? I'm getting better and better as a person as of late.
Good.
It's been a process.
Why do you think that is? Have you been doing anything specifically?
I've been less hard on myself, I think. I've been just like taking a step back and realizing that, like, again, like I said, no art is perfect. No music. I obsess over music, man. Like, if anyone knows who I am or is in my personal life all the time, like, I'm like in a room just like, okay, writing shit down, planning, blah, 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 blah. And if it doesn't go my like way, I'll stress about it like way too much. Lately, I've been kind of laying back and letting things happen naturally and just kind of focusing on my mental health a little more. Like, I'm just reading books and shit now. I mean, like, random little shit like that. Like, okay, I'm going to go do this tonight. I'm going to go, like, learn about something.
What are you reading?
Charlemagne the God, Anxiety. What is it fucking called again?
Anxiety, Get Away From Me or some shit?
Yeah. It's a great book.
It's a good book?
Yeah, it's a great book. If you like books, I'll fucking lend
it. I was thinking of picking it up,
yeah. Yeah, I'll lend it to you.
Stellar book. You know what? Actually, biggest book plug? Valley Village.
Valley Village has some great books.
Valley Village has some terrific books.
I'm so ADHD that I'm just trying to get better at focusing on something like that for a long time. So I'm just getting into it again, like just reading. Because I only books I've ever read is the Jackie Robinson story. like the Jackie Robinson story and the other Charlemagne Black Privilege book. Mm-hmm. And literally, like every Robert Munch book on the planet when I was a kid. And that's it. And I was like, dude, I need to like read. I need to like...
Classic.
I need to do basic things like that. Just read. Let's get better as a person. Let's exercise. Let's take care of myself. Get some sleep. And that's what I've been trying to do. I didn't get any sleep today.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
But. Me neither. I went for like a really nice nap yesterday. My girlfriend's like, oh, let's nap. I'm like, okay. She's like, I'm going to set the alarm for an hour and a half. And the better part of me is like, that's way too long. But I was tired. So I'm like, sounds good. And then at 3 a.m. I was like, fuck.
It's always a mistake. Yeah. It's always
huge mistake.
But you always, you always go into it. And you guys may think, yo, Andre is a great rap superstar, and he needs cold-hearted. I really got a heart, you know?
Yeah.
No, I really got feelings.
He's not. He's super cold-hearted.
Yeah.
The assumptions are right.
He's a bitch.
You see all these rollies on my wrist, and you think that I'm all good all the time.
I'm not.
I'm not okay. So,
I'll be hurting, dog.
I'll be hurt, fam. I'd be crying all the time.
You know what? Actually, I
cried in the booth yesterday.
Just put that on a song, just a beat, you crying.
Dude, fucking...
Somebody's gonna do that eventually.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be fire.
I mean, like, melodically crying.
Yeah.
It'd be like Drake or something to do it.
Drake's been doing that since his first album.
Yeah, Drake exists, guys. You know, actually, an underrated part of self-development, I watched a movie recently. You ever seen Groundhog Day?
Great movie, yeah.
Fucking amazing movie.
Yeah. I watched it a long time ago. So forgive me. Yeah, it's like been like...
You should see it. It's on Netflix now.
It is on Netflix?
Yeah, you should see it again. It's an amazing
movie. I remember watching it and just being incredibly impressed. And that's all I remember. 10 years ago.
Canon, have you seen that movie?
Again, like 12 years ago, whenever the fuck I remember.
I don't remember like the Titanic. Like,
I've never seen the Titanic.
Don't plan on watching it.
Yeah, it's man, hot take. Okay, can I say overrated? I'll just say overrated. I don't like it.
Why not?
It's too long.
Isn't it just about like a love story and then
I don't know.
She can't take him on even though there's room.
It's probably because every girl likes it so much that I hate it. It's like, oh my god, that's
like
Titanic.
It's like the perfect like woman's fantasy, like falling in love on a boat and sailing the
sea. Then
you
don't have to deal with the guy later.
Yeah.
You just get mad at him at
the
end of it.
You just let him drive.
Free trip, you know?
Yeah, you got the free trip, you got the romance, and the guy dies.
You guys are toxic.
And you're still alive. Like, win.
You guys don't think I noticed that? It's toxic behavior, women. That's toxic.
I see you right through this ruse.
That's toxic femininity right there.
Yeah, toxic femininity.
The word femininity.
You just want to leave us guys on the iceberg. Or leave us off the iceberg. That's all you guys really want
to
do.
That word's so hard to say. There's too many N's in there.
That's what I thought of Eminem's album. I hate that album sometimes. Because, like, why are you rapping so fast? Just relax, man. It's okay.
Oh, man. You
don't have to prove a point.
We know you can rap.
Another hot take. People throated this for no reason other than the fact that he made fun of Donald Trump. People loved it so much. That diss track they did about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Was it
sucked?
The BET cipher?
Was horrible.
That's an awfully hot comp.
It was horrible. It was so bad. It was so terrible.
No, man.
Eminem's, you know, if he catches wind of this and roasts me, good, but.
I want him to diss me.
He's going to drop a diss track to Winnipeg's Finest.
Good, dude.
You didn't get my ammo when no kitemo. He's going to start like, what the hell is he talking about?
Speak words.
I've had enough of him, man. It was so like everybody loved it because it was the thing is to hate Donald Trump, and I don't like Donald Trump. And I'm not saying you should like Donald Trump, but just because it was part of that norm, people were like,
this is sick. Just because you said one thing I didn't agree with,
it's bad, man.
Yeah,
it
was not good. And I listened to his new album. There's like impressive stuff on there, but like again, you'll be chilling, like bumping it, and he'll just start rapping. Light speeds ahead, and you're like, why? You're like 50, like relax, like
go play with your kids.
Dad, please, like, why are you so angry? Like, please stop it.
You have nothing to prove anymore. Yeah. Like,
why is he proving to me that you rap? I know Eminem can rap. Can you make a good song? Maybe prove that to me. Maybe prove to me you can make a good song.
Put together a well thought out album, please.
Yeah,
thank you.
Talk about something.
Isn't it weird how like
he's 50 talking about shooting up people still, and like, like. His knees will give out if he tries shooting out people.
I just want to see.
Can we drive by? He's doing is in a fucking wheelchair. Let's be honest here.
I want to see the face that the people made who listened to him when he first made the song Kim. That's all I want to know about him.
Bro, that song, I hate that song.
It's too aggressive.
Dude, that's fucked up.
I feel like killing people after. I'm like, all right, time to go, bro. Time to go kill these people.
Time to commit a double homicide, bitch.
Eminem is when the studio basically vented about his relationship in a psychotic way. And it's like, that's art. It's like, I'm like, no, you're just talking about murdering, like, your fucking kid's mom. Like, I don't, and now that I grow up a little bit, I'm like,
that was, you see through all this shit.
I'm like,
shit,
come on, man. Like, What the fuck? Yeah, that's art. Don't hate my art. It's like, dude, that's not art. That's like
that's confessing to a murder, sir.
Dude, that's a manifesto. That doesn't count.
Like, yeah, if you weren't famous, that might have happened. Like, you know, like. Like the Tyler Creator was different. I think he just hypothetically is talking shit.
Dude, I don't listen to Tyler Creator.
Listen to Igor, you'd like it. Igor's a great album.
I think that's a good intro album if you've never really into.
Well, his last two albums are great. Just because the first little bit you can be turned off because it's very like fuck everything. I'm gonna spray paint this for no reason.
Oh yeah,
blah,
like
blah, blah, blah. You know, like all the kids are like yeah.
Cherry Bomb and before Cherry Bomb is like. Aggressive ass Tyler, where it's like you gotta like Tyler to like Tyler, but his last two albums have been
two albums have been musically just fantastic.
Yeah, Flower Boy and Igor. Yeah.
Any people that don't like Tyler before, like on the Future Fuck, Wolfgang, all that shit, which you look back again, it's like, oh, that was groundbreaking, but like also corny at mm-hmm. the same time.
Sometimes. Yeah, like if somebody came out with like, if Tyler Creator like came out now, he wouldn't be popping.
I just think I think this new stuff is himself. This is really him. And back then it was probably really him too, but he really was going out of it. When you're younger, right? Again, when you're younger.
Abrasive and young. And
when stupid. I was younger, I fucking wanted like, I'm rapping, like I'm jumping around saying funny shit all the time and like trying to get attention, obviously. And now that I'm like 23 and I feel like I'm 35 sometimes. I'm just relaxing. I'm like, you know, I'm good. Like, I know I'm funny. I know everything's good, but I'm not going to just jump around for everybody all the time.
Yeah, you know, in lieu of us roasting everybody, I do that as well. Like, I look back at myself when I was like 16 and I was like, ooh, I didn't think that was a good idea.
And I still do crazy shit all the time. I still have my wild moments, and I'm just like, no, you know, whatever, but that's me. I'm just off the wall. I'm many things. I could be chilling, relaxed.
What the fuck was I going to say? We were talking about Tyler. Oh, I was going to say this. You know, actually, a rapper who I don't listen to, and like, I don't really listen to music, so it's not like I'm going to get into anybody, but somebody who like I don't listen to, but if somebody puts on his music, I find it's always good, and I don't know why or how.
Yeah. Ski Mask the Slump God.
No. No, and I'm going to sound like everybody's going to be like, yeah, of course, how did you not know this? Yeah. I just don't listen to music that much anymore because podcasts are a thing. Mac Miller. Every time somebody plays Mac Miller, I'm like, I never heard this song, but this is good.
This is weird because
this is great.
My buddy at Brett was talking about that last night, and he's like, dude, every time Mac comes on, I love it, but I never listen to him.
Yeah,
and I don't know what it is. I'm like,
talented
I listen to
Mac. Artist. That's all it is. He resonates with everyone.
I love Mac. I think Mac's an amazing artist.
All time favorite rapper in my eyes.
In your eyes, yeah.
100%.
If you guys had top five artists, I'm not even gonna say rap.
Artists.
Can you give me in general?
Okay, like, Kanye's number one for me.
Kanye's number one. Let's go in a circle here. We're gonna go.
Kanye, you're number one.
You
go first.
Oh, do you give me five? You're gonna go three or five?
Let's go three. Let's go.
Okay, you do your three. You do your three, and I'll do my three.
Cool.
Yeah. Just list.
just sit there in silence as we think. One second. You just hear like,
Shakira? No, that's not a rapper.
Oh, Shakira.
Last night was great.
I had a half Woody that whole halftime show.
I don't know what to say to me, dude.
Huh? All my friends were there. It was embarrassing.
Hope you didn't wear sweats either.
Oh, well, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Yeah.
Top three.
Are you saying, like, I hope you didn't wear sweats as in you hope he's wearing other bottoms, or you just didn't hope he was wearing anything?
That confused me. No, I just hope he wasn't wearing sweats because he said he...
Oh, okay.
I don't want to explain what I was
trying... Me neither. But I always get confused whenever... I think it's funny whenever you're wearing, like, a shirt of, like, a sports team somebody doesn't like, and they go, ew, take that off. I'm like, why are you asking me to strip for you? Like,
yeah, yeah. Okay, fine, then.
It's a weird request.
Sure,
all right.
I cool.
Just pass me the lotion. I'll start rubbing my butt. 1 second.
I'm flattered.
I'm chafed right now.
I'm real chafed. Can you just...
Give me 2 to 5 minutes.
I'm honored you want to see this. Not many people are pleased when I do this.
Most people run away when I do this.
Yeah, most people hate me.
No.
Top three artists, man. I don't listen to rap that much.
No, I'm talking in general.
Oh, in general, okay.
It could be anything.
Kanye 1, Pink 2.
Pink, like, Let's get it started.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I've never heard that in my life. That's pretty great. I like Pink's music, though.
Pink has created zero bad songs.
Pink. That's a hot take. Pink has made some good music.
Yeah.
You know what makes a lot of good
Pink
music?
Pink slaps, dog.
And then people may disagree. I think Maroon 5 makes none of the hits.
Are they going to say Nickelback?
Maroon 5's actually not bad. They make none of the hits. It's generic pop crap, technically. But, like,
yeah.
Every time it comes out, I'm like, no, fine.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, okay.
It's my it's like,
go. It's yeah. Like, that Family Guy song, the episode song. That Family Guy episode where Meg goes on a date with her boyfriend. And he's like, yeah, I got you this Maroon 5 CD because I know you really love terrible music. And she's like, oh, thank you.
it's not great music, but I just always love it.
It's not bad. Like, if somebody put it on, I wouldn't be like, turn this shit off.
They would just make nothing but hits, is all I'm saying. Whether it's good or not, it's a hit every time.
Okay, what's my third favorite artist?
Kanye and Pink.
Think of the juxtaposition of that list.
Yeah, it's just such a crazy thing.
Kanye West,
Pink. Fifi Dobson.
Slapped when I was in grade 7.
Yeah.
Low key.
Fergie went hard back in the day. I ain't gonna lie.
When I was in...
Hit it, Fergie. Da, da, da,
da, da. Oh, dude, I feel like such a weirdo.
Every time I come around.
One of the best beats ever.
I didn't notice how weird I was until, like, 2 years ago. I was dating this girl, and, like,
yeah.
We were hanging out, and I went to, like, go grab some juice or something, and her roommate was sitting in there with, like, her boyfriend,
yeah.
And then, like, they made, like, a Weird Al reference, and I just, like, popped off. I was like, yo, Weird Al's the shit. Like, these are my favorite Weird Al songs. I'm like, why do you know this much about Weird Al?
I went to that phase when I was a kid, too.
I was like, I was bored in grade... I was bored in grade 6, man.
He had so many, like, what is it, Fat? What was the fat one?
Fat, yeah. Instead of bad.
You know I'm fat. I'm fat.
He just walked around with a big fat suit on.
Yeah.
And another one rides the bus.
Another one rides the bus.
Banger.
What a fucking nerd, though, eh?
Such a nerd.
What a fucking nerd.
Whose music I didn't listen to at all.
I don't know any of the songs. Fucking threw out the CD when I saw it. After I bought it.
Who's my third favorite artist?
Yeah.
Third favorite artist. Who the fuck?
It's hard to top Pink, man.
Okay, yeah, exactly. It's hard to follow Pink, man. That's a tough task. It's a tough task.
You like Pink, bro?
Dude, I don't like slaps.
Top three, though?
Top three, dog. Put some respect on her name.
Yo, man, my favorite artist, Tupac, Biggie, and Pink. Like,
yeah, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm okay with that.
I'm not.
There's a lot of
Pink should be higher in that list, man.
Okay. So
Pink should be higher in that list.
So are you just gonna put Pink twice?
Yeah, Pink twice.
Put Pink.
Kanye.
Pink jumps Kanye for the first.
She just took over.
Dude,
it's hard.
Pink has zero bad songs.
I'm gonna go through her catalog, maybe, probably not, but let's check it out.
I'll
find your face. Like, you know, no, I'm not gonna do it.
Her catalog.
I'm gonna go through a catalog and
are you in a dentist's office?
That's how these people
waiting for your cavities to get taken out.
The Pink catalog.
The Pink catalog.
Let's get it started. I'm coming up and crazy song.
Great song, bro.
Slaps.
808s
go hard on that.
808s go hard.
Claps.
Okay, answer.
Yeah, we need.
Why can't you guys fill in some of your blanks? Why has it got to be me? Do you guys?
Yeah, actually, just finish your list. I have my list ready.
You have your list ready. Do you have your list?
No.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go to Andre after. Fuck. Who's my third?
Just say anything.
What the fuck am I gonna say? I was gonna say Phil Collins, but I'm like, no, not at all.
That's okay. Just leave it. Phil Collins,
sure.
That's good.
Like Philadelphia Collins from Trailer Park Boys. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I'm next. I'll take a lot. I've been ready since I got here.
Born ready.
Kendrick Lamar, number one.
Okay.
Because the guy hasn't made a bad album or a song either. Just like Pink. And
I can't disrespect Pink like that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Put other artists in sentences with her, it's not cool.
We'll go Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
I'm gonna go 50 Cent because I love 50 Cent.
Yes.
I love everything 50 Cent does, the trolling. I just love 50. And
you seen some of his old tweets?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they're crazy.
There's one, like...
I'm surprised he's using a
car. Why is my grandma asking you to take the garbage out? Rich bitch.
He's like, fuck this. My grandma asked me to take the garbage out. I don't need this shit. I'm rich. I'm going home. Fuck off.
He says somebody fucked up shit.
He's like, I might masturbate later if I want to. I love me. I'd do anything for me.
But that was like back in the day when Twitter was like no holds barred, and like Twitter's no holds barred now. Like it was like worse.
It was worse back then.
Nobody thought it was gonna be big. It was like 2010.
They just said the crazy shit. They're like, oh fuck. Years.
Yeah, like Kevin Durant's tweet. He's like, Scarlett Johansson, I will drink your bathwater.
Yeah.
Hashtag random in 2009.
What the fuck? Roddy Ricch too says some crazy shit. Like he's like, fuck all you motherfuckers, I'm gonna be rich one day, and like it blew up. Like it's just crazy. No one thought that anyone was looking back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. Third one. Third artist. See, that's the hardest. You're right.
The third one's the hardest. Because, like, I have my top two.
I thought you had your list ready, bro. I was...
Fam, you're rushing me. You don't even have your third one ready yet.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. The guy who made the hockey song.
The guy who made At a Medium Pace.
At a Medium Pace? Is that a song, man?
By Adam Sandler? You've never heard that?
No.
Dog. Yeah. That's actually funny.
Really? Fun. I remember Sloppy Joe and shit.
It's like him singing. It's like him. He's like serenading his woman, then it just gets like unnecessarily gross.
Oh, I have to see it.
It's funny, man.
Man, there's a fucking funny. We'll talk about it actually. There's a funny skit on SNL that got banned with Alec Baldwin and Adam Sandler. We'll talk about it later.
Absolutely. Okay, give super us your third. Can you give your top two?
Yep. I think I have my top three.
Give us your top two, and then we'll.
Mac Miller, Jay-Z. And I think I might have to give my third spot to Drake.
I might go Jay-Z too on my third one. It's either Jay-Z or Wayne.
Wayne's a good one. I got to give to Jay-Z, bro.
I'm surprised none of you have Andre Jensen on your list.
He's number four.
Not even on your list, bro.
He's not even on your list. What are you talking
He's
about?
He's whack. I don't really like him that much.
His music?
No one writes. He usually goes to the studio and he gets everyone to write his music for him. Developed everything.
Yeah, he's like a poser.
He's just a face.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, he's not very good.
I wouldn't write music if I was that untalented.
Yeah, no, why does he do it?
Yeah.
He wants attention. He's
a fucking loser.
He doesn't have any message or anything.
No, no purpose.
You should definitely not DM him at AndreJeanson96.
Don't check out any of his singles. Ride, the one that's coming out right now, because, not right now specifically, but like when you hear this, Ride will be out.
Okay.
Don't check that out.
My third's Rick Ross.
No, don't.
There.
Rick Ross?
Because he's funny.
Rick Ross is great.
He lies a lot.
He does lie a lot.
He lies a lot.
Like he's actually has a problem, probably.
Have you seen that thread on Twitter where they talk about Rick Ross lying in his rap? And somebody's like, yeah, once he talked about going hang gliding, that was the holy...
Dude, he talked about...
Like, Rick Ross, you can't go hang gliding.
He was a corrections officer. He says, fuck the police and, like, every other song.
Yeah, isn't he such a fake?
I
heard that he's a huge phony. He was a corrections officer, and he dripped the name Rick Ross from a dude in jail.
Do you know what's funny, though, man?
And he's not
Freeway
from the street
Rick Ross,
at all.
Yeah. You know what's funny, man? Probably 60% of rappers are fake, and we don't even know it.
100%. I agree.
Yeah.
There's very few, like, genuine rappers out there.
Probably.
AndreJeanson is one of them.
Speaking of...
Thanks, man.
Of course, man.
I really put my all into this shit, you know? Like, I cried in the booth. I told you that.
I never understood how 6ix9ine got famous.
Trolling in Instagram, bro.
Dude, he snitched, and I was like, oh, God.
He's dead, bro. There's nothing redeemable about him.
No.
He's a bad rapper.
He's a
shitty human being.
Yeah.
He uses the N-word.
Yeah.
Is he not black? He has 69 tattooed all over his face and his body.
Yeah, it's not very good.
He looks like a weirdo.
Yeah.
Like,
he is a weirdo.
What?
He's no redeemable qualities. There's nothing he can take from snitching on like his whole crew from jail.
And he snitched on everybody.
Bro, he's going to come out and he will sell records anyway.
Yeah,
just because it's 6ix9ine.
You can't just fake a drug lifestyle and all that shit and be around it and snitch on everybody. It's ridiculous.
You know how he got famous?
No.
He was famous in Belarus.
Really?
And then he came over and everybody's like, this guy's really famous in Belarus.
And like, oh, he should
be famous
here.
So they booked him. No, they booked him. He got his chance because he was famous elsewhere.
How can you not look at him though, you know what I mean? How can you not just look like, what the fuck?
It's the persona. That's 90% of
what I can't lie. When Gummo came out, got the blinky eye. I was like, oh, this is hard. But then when I found out all the other shit about him, like, later on, people were trying to talk me down because I'm like, no, 6ix9ine is dope. And I was like, I always stand by shit sometimes, and I was like, I stand by the hype for certain people, and then I found out all the shit about him, and everything happened. I was like, oh, God, I can't like 6ix9ine now.
Dude, yeah. I was listening to a song, and I was like, yo, this is actually dope. And then I heard this loud-ass motherfucker screaming on it, and I was like, the song's ruined now.
Yeah.
The song's ruined.
Yeah.
The only good thing about 6ix9ine was that 5-second clip.
stupid. I'm not even going to let you get the chance.
Okay. Running with the AK was fucking
bloody. Yeah, he's running with the AK.
His underwear.
He's using the Apple bottom jeans, the AK-47.
The 5-second clip of him saying stupid, I'm not even going to let you get the chance.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we're
doing. You ever watch Much Dank? You ever watch those videos?
No.
Much Dank videos?
No.
Fuck, they're funny. They put a spin, like they chop out certain parts of like an interview, like say we have an interview, and they'll make them say fucked up shit. They'll say the fucked up stuff part of it.
Yeah.
It's great. It's fucking great. 6ix9ine has so many good ones.
Like he made them or somebody made them?
Yeah, somebody made like it's called a channel called Much Dank. So they'll take like interviews and they'll just chop it up where some people say weird shit and fucked up shit.
I mean, I guess I answered my own question where I'm like, oh, he's funny in this one thing, and then Kanan's in something he found funny. And they're like, oh, this is funny. And then it escalates.
Yeah.
And that's how these people get built, right?
Exactly. Not even based off music at all. That's how it is nowadays, right? Like,
not like, yeah.
Who else is fucking like that now? Everyone's like that.
I was going to say Bad Baby, but I'm going to be honest. I kind of like her music.
Dude, I can't. Did you hear? I have the song called Summer Blues where I just diss her. I had enough.
I kind of liked her music. Like, her rap's actually not bad.
Bro, disrespecting her mom got famous. I just don't like it.
That's fair. You don't have to like her as a person. I don't like her as a person.
Yeah.
But, like, objectively, if I was to listen to that rap and you wouldn't tell me it was Bad Baby and I didn't know, I'd be like, this is actually kind of good.
I'll never admit that.
Fair point.
That's fine.
Sometimes my ego won't let me admit things. You know?
That's fair.
Yeah.
As long as you can admit it. Like,
it could be, like, number one song in the world, slaps, perfect rap, so I'll be like, this is the worst song I've ever heard. This is trash. If I don't like somebody, well, I'm like, yeah, this is... Bro, this is sick. I'll be like, no, this is brutal, bro. This is trash. Worst shit I've ever heard in my life.
You're dancing, you break dance.
I'm starting to do the crank that. I'm like, yo, this is trash.
Yeah, but it's like, at some point we have to ask, like, what standard do we have to hold our role models to? People who are famous, like, how do we want them to act?
Yeah.
True.
You know, people can't just be doing things for clout. I mean, they can, actually, and they can be famous, but, like, how does that advance people?
How do they have a standard, and that's why they act the way they do. Now, anyways, in rap. In rap in particular. I don't think people hold... Because back in the day, let's just go back to the origins of hip-hop and how it was started, right? 90s, 80s,
mm-hmm.
all that shit. Even mid-2000s. You had to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Talented.
You actually had to be good.
And marketable.
What does that mean?
You had to have...
What does good mean?
Good? You had to have skills.
Good. Never heard that word before in my life.
Good? Well...
It's the opposite of bad.
Opposite of bad.
No.
Yeah.
Never.
Never... No, but no, I'm just saying in general, like, you had to actually be good at rapping. You had to have rapping ability, you had to make good songs. And most of the time, like, there was obviously antics on the outside, but not nearly as much now. Like, to get something popping off now, you need to do something fucked up. Unless you're Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, J. Cole, and these big artists, you gotta do something a little crazy to get people's attention, or just do something. Like, G-Eazy and Megan Thee Stallion were on Instagram Live today, and they were making out, and everyone's like, oh my god, and I guarantee you that does well for them. And everyone checks the shit out after. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm fed up. Listen to my music, for fuck's sakes. It's good.
So that's the whole point of this whole show.
Yeah.
Just listen to a song coming out.
Listen to my fucking music, please. Jesus.
Yo.
I beg of you.
I couldn't
tell. I scootered here. It's the winter.
I'm broke, bitch.
I couldn't tell G-Eazy and Machine Gun Kelly apart for like 5 years.
Really?
I didn't know
fair
they
point.
Were different. I didn't know
that
they were
a
different
fair
people.
Point.
Machine Gun Smelly.
Did you see that video?
Have you seen him on Catfished?
No.
Do you know what Catfished is?
No, I've never
that
seen
that MTV
it.
Show.
It's like
punk, basically.
Yeah, they but they hunt down people who catfish others and they confront them and they're like, "What's wrong with you? Why would you do this? This isn't cool."
Yeah.
And so one guy was away for whatever reason. They had a celeb guest, and it was Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this about Machine Gun Kelly, but he's really fucking tall.
Dude, I actually like Machine Gun Kelly.
He's tall as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, he's like 6'6".
He's
hit and
miss for me.
Yeah.
So like. They're confronting these catfishes in their front lawn, and the camera pans out. And everybody's like 5'10", like 5'7".
Yeah, they rise up the
Machine
camera.
Machine Gun Kelly's huge and gangly. And the person just like, the catfish eventually realized, she's like, fuck this, I'm out. So she like walks away, and Machine Gun Kelly's just like so mad. He's so mad at what goes down. He like follows her.
Yeah.
He's like, you're a punk. You're lame. You're corny. And she like gets in her car, and he's like pointing at her, putting his head in her window. He's like,
the fuck?
You're fucking corny.
What? I have to see this video.
It's funny. It's so
okay,
funny,
MGK,
man.
MGK is... Did you know, fun fact, Goody wrote part of his new song?
I didn't know that.
Really?
But I know Goody's had his fingerprints.
On everything. Him and MGK are pretty good friends.
Yeah, good for him.
Actually really good friends.
Good for him. That was awesome. And back in the day, so glad he stopped rapping. Glad he's doing his
R&B type shit.
R&B, that's his lane, for sure. I ain't gonna front. I was a hater.
It's okay.
I think I should talk to him once or twice.
As long as you can eat shit and say, I was wrong, I'm going to swallow my pride, eat crow, and say, I was a dick.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Tried to do that when we had Blitz on, but just couldn't bring myself.
I was able to.
Yeah,
he did it for us.
I was like, yeah, Blitz, I'm going to eat shit. I thought you were a loser for a little bit.
Really?
I didn't say it like that. Don't get too assured. I didn't say I thought you were a loser, but I was like, I thought you were whack.
But my boy Deej?
Deej. I was like, I hated on you because it was a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
And then I met you because, you know, I met you through whatever. And then I was like, oh, this guy's actually nice.
Yeah, and in general, like, I did it, like, for a month. I just was like, fuck that. And I was like, oh, and I grew up. I just grew up, and I was like, what the fuck was wrong with me back when I was a kid? And he's dope. He's doing great things for the city. He always shouts out the city. So it's awesome, so.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta admit you're wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Kane's never been wrong in his life.
Especially when it comes to naming files. Yeah. For podcasts that we're trying to build.
Never, it was Denzel. He fucked us over, man.
You didn't mention Deej to me? You didn't be like, hey, yo, Andre says hi.
Aaron says hi.
Whoa, that's not my real name. Cut that out. No, that's my real name is Aaron, everybody. But it's Aaron Andre Jensen. So if you hear someone say Aaron, it's my first name.
If you hear somebody say Aaron Jensen, throw a punch them.
Yeah, throw punches. If you say Jensen, fuck out of here. I get so mad.
I always make sure to, like, say Jensen because I know pisses. If I'm talking to him about you, I'm like, yeah, you're Jensen.
Dude, I got called The Office when I was a kid, when I was in Harold Hatcher, right? And they said, Aaron Jensen can be The Office. And my little stubborn ass sat in that chair and, like, Aaron, go. I'm like, that's not my name. And I said, that's not my name. And they had to, like, get security to escort me to the fucking office.
Security in an elementary school?
They had, like, a security guard there. It was weird. Really? They had, like,
Oh, like a cop kind of?
Like, I don't know how to explain it. It was someone who just roamed the hallways.
Rent-a-cop.
Rent-a-cop, yeah. Like sure. A blart.
Okay. Interesting.
A blart.
A blart. A Paul Blart.
You know, it's funny.
What a gross name. Paul Blart.
The first time Eric Light was on our podcast.
Love that dude show, Eric.
He called you Andre Jensen.
He did?
Yeah.
Eric, come on, bro.
So I always thought your name was Andre Jensen.
People make that mistake. If you're my homie, it's okay. But if you're not my homie.
You're getting throw punched.
You're getting throw punched.
Fucking
you're getting the smoke on a track.
Yeah.
Can you write a diss track about Denzel?
I'll see. Yeah.
Sure. You're like, you're whack, you're corny, and you live in Transcona.
Ooh. I don't want to say.
Podcast is only second best in the city.
Oh. No.
Real Debaters is definitely better than his show.
Riders, what's Real Debaters?
Oh, dude, that's a fire podcast.
It actually is pretty interesting.
They're actually dope. Great people. And their equipment's way better than ours, honestly.
All the social
Real Debate. It's a movie podcast. They debate. So they had, like, my favorite question of theirs, when I was on their show, they asked me, what place would you sell, like, if you were a real estate agent and you had to sell a property in a famous movie, what would you sell? And what the fuck was my answer? Because I know Mike's answer was he was trying to sell the mansion from The Shining.
Great, great idea. You can visit that place, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can. Anyways, we'll keep going.
What the fuck was my answer? I think my answer was... It was something to do that was haunted, I think. Or something to do with...
Mine would be...
Oh, yeah, mine was the mansion in Get Out.
Oh,
I tried to sell the summer house and Get Out.
That's cool.
And I should have played the angle more of you can turn around his reputation, but I didn't. I lost.
Probably Bruce Wayne's mansion. Batcave sells itself.
I'm going to throw you guys a curveball. Okay? Total curveball. I'm going to sell the whole Truman Show set.
Oh, that's good. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
That's a great answer. That's why you should listen to their podcast. My favorite question my favorite question that they asked, I think they should be way bigger than they are. They're still figuring out Instagram and all that stuff, but they're doing a really good job.
That's cool.
My favorite question they asked was, if you had to pick a tag team to fight, but it has to be the same actor, just different roles in a movie.
Oh, well, fuck
who'd
the
you
rock.
Pick?
The rock.
I had
the Rock.
I had three separate answers. My real answer, my joke answer was Owen Wilson from Wedding Crashers and Owen Wilson from Cars.
He's a car. He's a car.
Wow, he just runs you over.
That's funny.
Another joke or another joke answer I had was Jack Black from Kung Fu Panda and Jack Black from School of Rock.
It's funny. I was going to say Jack Black like a minute ago.
And then my real answer, though, was Edward Norton from Fight Club
yeah.
and Edward Norton from American History X.
Okay.
Because he'll beat the shit out of you, then curb stomp you.
I got a good answer. Denzel Washington from The Equalizer, because he could take you seven people in a room within 4 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then Denzel Washington from Training Day.
Let me think about this.
Drake and Degrassi.
Yeah.
And Drake and Degrassi.
And Drake courtside at the final.
Just clapping the whole time. Yeah!
Giving Drake from Degrassi a massage.
The worst
a shoulder rub.
I actually don't know.
Giving a kid in a wheelchair a shoulder rub. Get the shit kicked out.
Woo! This is harder than I thought, actually. Okay. No, I don't know.
I have some more answers. I have so many good answers for this.
Leo in Wolf of Wall Street and Leo in The Revenant.
Revenant and Leo would kick the fuck out of it. He could kill the bear.
Dude, right? Dude, he killed a bear. And think of, like, the go-to attitude that Jordan Belfort would come at this. He's like, no, I'm going to fuck you up right now.
He'd be the motivator.
No. And he would just go batshit crazy.
He'd be like Paul Heyman. He'd be like the Lesnar. He'd be the Paul Heyman. It'd be a great team.
Yeah, I could see that.
What else? I had something really fucking good in my head for a second. Tom Hardy.
Okay, good one.
From Venom. Because he's Venom.
Yeah.
And Tom Hardy from Mad Max.
Ooh, that's a good one.
We're done.
That is a good one.
I love that I know a bunch about movies, man. I'm glad that I grew up the way I did. I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to music and movies, man. I love it.
What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Oh, fuck. Top three. I'm going
to
do it.
Top three? Okay, give it to me.
Wow, is that hard. That is so hard. I'm going to go Wolf on Wall Street up there.
Okay.
That's definitely a top three for me.
I'm going to go Man on the Moon with Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Andy Kaufman, just fucking fantastic movie. And what's a movie that just dropped my fucking, like I lost it. I can't even lie. Get Out is just a fucking
good movie. That's a really good movie.
Mm. Very well thought out.
Yeah.
Great actors.
But it's so fresh. Like, there's so many good movies from back. I liked Man Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest quite a bit with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a great movie. I like Shining a lot. Classic, but not my favorite. I'm trying to think of older movies too. Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence is one of my favorites. Not the best movie ever, but that's like a fucking cool movie.
Yeah.
Just because that's those two guys together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of great movies I like. I like this movie. I like Funny People.
Yeah?
Underrated movie. Funny People with Seth Rogen and Sandler and all. It's one of the most depressing movies ever.
Interesting. I've never seen it.
You never seen Funny People?
No.
What? Have you seen Funny People?
No.
It's a great movie.
Kane, what's your favorite movie? Or top three, if you have to pick.
Step Brothers, Wolf of Wall Street, and probably... Trying to think. Lion King, bro.
Ooh, that's good.
Like classic Lion King.
That's good.
That's classic.
I don't like the new one that much.
That's good.
Or Aladdin. Those are like my top. Like those are tied for third.
You can't remake. I don't like remakes of movies, man.
The Aladdin remake was actually not bad.
Really? Was Will Smith killing it or what?
Nah, just the whole.
The whole idea of it.
The whole idea was great. I mean, there's original songs. They redid old songs. It's great.
Casino Royale.
Fucking great movie.
Isn't that underrated? Bond?
That's a top 10. That's a top 10 for me, bro.
Casino Royale was just one, like, it changed Bond. Like, he was an evil Bond. Like, he would just fucking kill guys. You know what I mean?
Underrated movie. I didn't think it was going to be this good. Captain America Winter Soldier.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Civil War, too, I'd say.
Civil War, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even a big superhero guy, but
me neither.
I like the new Spider-Mans, too.
Yeah? My girlfriend's making me watch all the Marvel movies. I mean, I actually enjoy them. It's not painful anymore, but I never would have gotten into it if it wasn't for her.
That's a flip. Like, usually the guy would show the girl all that shit.
I don't like superhero movies at all.
Yeah?
He listens
to Pink, remember?
I have good taste, is what you're saying. I like things that are grounded in reality. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
like,
reality.
Fight Club is my favorite movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
I don't like movies that are too much of a stretch either. Like, I don't like Harry Potter. I don't fuck with Harry Potter.
Yeah. I really like...
we got a problem, dog.
We got a problem?
We got a problem, dog.
I fuck Harry up. I snap his wand, and I give him a DDT at Hogwarts.
You know,
Tombstone Paul Driver. I'm like,
your next Dumbledore.
You know, the Shattered Glass, Stone Cold, just fucking.
Superbad's up there for me.
Great.
That's my second.
One of the best comedies ever.
And then I think my third favorite movie. It's a toss-up right now. Recency Bias has Groundhog Day in there because it's actually amazing, incredible movie.
Yeah.
But Seven's up there.
Ooh,
you
that's a good
Seven?
One, too.
It's about Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt. They're,
Is it in the box?
They're two detectives, and they're trying to find this guy. The movie itself doesn't take place... What is it? It takes place in, like, a day? Or, like, a two-day span?
Yeah.
So, like, the movie itself, the time frame that the movie's in, is, like, a two-day span or a day span.
Hmm.
So, what they're doing is... It's not a day. It's like a 2 or 3 day span or a week or some shit. So they are trying to track down this murderer or the serial killer who's killing people based on the seven deadly sins.
Oh.
Amazing movie.
Awesome.
So, and the cast is like Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt, Gwyneth Paltrow, Kevin Spacey. Like, it's loaded.
That sounds great, and I should definitely watch this. It's called Seven?
It's on Netflix.
On Netflix, okay. No one has Craven. Does anyone have HBO or anything like that? Showtime?
Yeah.
Okay, watch Barry.
I've heard that's a really good show.
It's with Bill Hader, and he's a hitman, and he has no emotion or anything. But then he stumbles upon an acting class for some reason, and he wants to become an actor.
Interesting.
And that's it. And
is it funny or is it?
It's funny, dramatic, and it has it's one of the best. It's actually incredible.
And I think you love BoJack Horseman.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna go home, take some CBD.
You should get into it, man.
The quote unquote.
The first season's a little slow, but
I'll watch it. Because I like Will Arnett.
Yeah.
I do like
Will. It's a deep show. It makes you think.
Okay. I'm going to watch it.
Like Big Mouth? Makes you think?
Fucking I hate Big Mouth.
I loved Big Mouth until the third season.
Really?
Yeah.
Third season was too over the top. It's like. It felt like they were doing too much. It's like, oh, and now Andrew, they don't know what to do with this character because he almost joined the Nazis and it was over in an episode.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's like. They'd resolved an episode really quickly. The storylines didn't work. And he's like, now he's Nick's dad's best friend. And
I know it's a cartoon, but I'm one of those guys too. Like, I like reality shit almost to some extent. And that was just too far of a stretch. I like F is a Family a lot. With Bill Burr.
Yeah.
That's a good one too.
Fucking love. I'll throw you to the fucking wall. One of the best lines ever. Old school dad. I fucking love it. But yeah, I don't know. What else is great? What
the fuck? The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian? I haven't seen it.
Bro. Top three for me. Top three TV show.
I'm going to be real because Star Wars after the old... Like, I like the old Star Wars.
Dude, completely different, bro.
New Star Wars.
Have you seen Atypical?
Yeah.
Atypical's really fucking good,
too. It's a good show. I haven't finished the third season just because I want to read more.
Yeah.
But very good.
I like dramatic shit like that.
I like real shows.
Yeah. What's that movie with Woody Harrelson? There's that teenage girl. It was an underrated movie.
Never seen that.
Fuck, was it good? And I was surprised. Honestly, what the fuck is it called? She takes like a pot brownie at a party and she's like super antisocial.
No clue.
Don't know.
It's a great movie. It's probably a movie that's a guilty pleasure I've watched. I like anything Paul Rudd, so.
Yeah, he's great.
Paul Rudd's good too.
Same birthday as me, no big deal. How long are we at?
Oh, we're at 1:15.
Holy shit.
Wanna wrap it?
Yeah.
Probably have to, yeah.
I gotta pee, so.
I gotta go work.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah, you gotta go.
I got another album to write.
Yeah, you got an album to finish. You got BoJack Horseman to start. You got
Seven
to watch. You got CBD to take.
I got tons of CBD to take.
You gotta go to sleep.
yeah, same.
I gotta go to sleep. I gotta go to sleep so bad. I would like to shout out, you know, Winnipeg's Finest for having me again.
Thank you.
Third time, only second time.
Yeah, only the second time you'll ever hear him.
Yeah, we scrapped the last one because we knew we had a classic coming.
Should we just call this one episode 81 and a half?
We can do it again. I like the halves. I think it's funny.
You get to
weren't you our half episode too? I remember that.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Because technically he was supposed to be on already and we were supposed to have another guest. So.
Then we're behind again.
81.75. That's heavy. I'm deep.
We might go with a half. If Kanan's cool with that, I'd be down.
Fuck it. I don't really give a shit.
And then, we'll have 83 episodes up, but it'd say 81 and a half.
It's funny, man. You guys put me in the half episode, but I got double the talent. You know what I mean?
It'll just whack MCs.
You got two episodes. You got two episodes, so it morphs into one. Right?
Yeah, so it'll... And we talk about the same shit on both episodes.
This is deeper than rap.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm going to do my quick plug. Thank you guys very much.
I was just going to say, if you have anything to plug or...
Rides out, you know, not right now specifically, but like
you
like
ride?
I said,
when do you listen to it?
Like
you ride?
I drive a car.
Oh, You Ride's an app. It's like a ride sharing app. I was kidding. I was being a dickhole. Sorry. Continue.
I just try my hardest not to be like, I don't come out often and I have anxiety and
I'm kind of depressed.
And yeah. I live far. I don't live close.
Yeah. I'm a driver at home with no music. You know what I mean? Like,
and if it is, it's going to be Take Care. Like, I'm crying.
You know, I'm just going to have one tear trued on my face as I hit a speed bump.
He's just listening to Kim, but he's, like, saying my name every time. Like, anything alluding to her pops up. He's like, do you like this? Huh? Huh?
Nah, man. Fuck. Yeah.
He's honking while he's driving. He's like,
fuck. You're just, like, re-looping that one moment of embarrassment in the podcast. Fuck. anyways, man. Riot is out right now. By the time this airs, featured Red Vibes. The new album's coming out soon. I'd like to shout out all the artists in the city putting in hard work. All the artists that aren't putting in hard work, work harder.
Word.
Work harder. And that's it, man. I love everybody. I'm in a great mood lately. It doesn't sound like it. I'm very exhausted, but life's good, baby.
Perfect. Thank you for doing this, Andre. Really appreciate it.
Swag.
Always love having you on.
Yeah.
If you want to spit some bars, I don't know.
Secret bars?
You can if you want. I was trying to bug you because I know you say you hate it when people do that at parties. And this is clearly a party with my bookshelf full of unused books.
Winnipeg's Finest wanted me to write a diss about Denzel's shitty fridge.
True. His fridge is extremely shitty.
Bars.
Drawings.
Done. See, I do cringy shit like that, and I'm like, why do I even speak? You know what I mean?
Transcona sucks. So does Denzel.
Well, Transcona represent T Compton for life.
You called it T Compton. You lost all credibility. Like, we're cutting it there. We're done. Like, that's it.
Have a good week.
Nah, I just said, hey.
Actually, if you want to keep speaking,
do 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 do
do. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.